Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Visit glorify.com.
Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through. Create me a clean.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're talking about a wonderful change. Amen. When the Lord has really blessed you, you can truly say that a wonderful change has come over you tonight. Amen. Glory to God. But the key thing is to make sure that you ask the Lord to change it. See, that's what what the problem with people today. They do not want to admit when they need to change. So that song is great in ministry, because if you ask the Lord to change you, God will do it. Amen. There's no shortcoming in God. Amen. Whatever we ask him to do, if it's in his will, he will do it. Amen. Glory to God. We're getting ready, amen, for a rich word, amen, coming from the word of God. And one thing about it, amen, like never before, time is, it's time to love the word of God. So many people, glory to God, they are not loving the word of God. They are loving everything else except the word of God. But like never before, it's time to love the word of God, because at the end of the day, it's going to be the raw word that save us and take care of us. Many times, you know, people say, well, when you become a Christian or when you turn your life over to Jesus, that means it seems like the end of the world because you can't do this and you can't do that. But let me tell you something. Adam and Eve felt that same way. God put them in a garden, and he told them, he gave them some rules, and he told them what they could do and what they couldn't do. And they felt like, amen, just like some of us feel. When once you become a Christian, these rules pretty much stop you from enjoying life. But I'm here to tell you, there was a reason why God told them not to do a thing. And the very thing that he told them not to do, they saw in the end, it brought destruction. So it's a reason why God give us rules. We on a second earth, a second garden of the Eden. Glory to God, which is earth. And there are some things here that we can enjoy, and there are some things that we can't enjoy. And we must follow the rule book, the Bible. Nobody wants to follow the Bible. They want their own theory. But, baby, our theory ain't going to work. I know they call me doctor, but I'm in no wise caught up in theology. Doctor only means I'm a skilled teacher that can teach God's people what he needs for them to know. That does not, amen, give you the right to get wrapped up in the theology, because at the end of the day, theology cannot bust a grape. But the word of God can destroy every yoke that is not like God. So like now before, we got to really love the word of God. And Adam and Eve found out in the end, if they just obeyed God, they wouldn't have went through all of that suffering and that heartache and that pain. But because they decided to go on about their merry way and do what they wanted to do, they brought on heartaches and pain. And not only, let me tell you something, not only what you do affects you, it affects the people around you. So you just can't only think about yourself. You got to think about the others around you. Everybody gets affected. Like, we didn't do nothing. But because we are part of Adam and Eve lineage, we getting just what they got to God. So the things that we do, we must be cautious. And everything that God tell us, we may not understand it, but find ourselves getting in line and align our spirit to line up with the word of God. Tonight, we're going to talk about Satan's arrows. Satan's arrows. Amen, glory to God. Not many people know that Satan shoots arrows 24 hours a day. And those arrows that he shoots are very poison. Glory to God. And only the wise will survive those arrows. We're coming from the book of Psalms, the 91 chapter. Glory to God. We're only going to read 7 verses, from the first to the 7th verse. That's the book of Psalms 91 through the 7th verse. Tonight, amen, the word of God says, he or she that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. When you begin to choose God as your refuge, when you begin to hide yourself with God, he take care of his own. When you go to God for protection, he will protect you. You telling God, I want you to be my protector. I want you to lead me. I want you to guide me. And whatever you tell me in your word, I won't question you, Lord. I find myself lining up that you may protect me from the fowls of the enemy. The enemy got some arrows, but not too many people know it. But we're going to break the and right the divide, the word of truth tonight. And it said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. How many know refuge means you can find rest? A fortress meaning there's a fence, there's a guard around you 24 hours a day. But when you don't have God, and listen, God said he don't be a part of sin. Amen. A lot of people tell you, quick, we all God's children, yeah? Amen. We are all God's creation, but we are not all God's children. The devil got some children, too. And those children that he got, they are not protected. God only protects his own. Glory to God. Amen. For the ones that won't protect it, he will do it. Because you heard what he gave you a condition. He said, he or she that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. God is not a rough-me-up God. He ain't going to even try to make you stay with him. He loves you too much. He'll let you do anything you want to do, but now at the end of the day, you can't blame God. You got to blame yourself. He's telling you he is a protector. He's telling you he will protect you and put a fence around you, but now if you leave that fortress, that's you. Glory to God. And look what he said. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. How many know people walking around here right now and they don't know 24 hours a day there's some type of pestilence waiting to get them? The devil got a trap set up for everybody day and night. It don't care whether you're the doctor. It don't care whether you're the bishop, the pope, the governor, the mayor, the city councilor, they don't care nothing about titles. We hung up on titles. If you don't call me doctor, I get mad. If you don't call me bishop, I get mad. If you don't call me apostle, I get mad. Put up that. It's not about your calling. It's not about your title, because at the end of the day, that title don't mean nothing if you don't have the true ingredient. And anyhow, Jesus didn't have no title yet. He was all fine. They just called him Jesus. They didn't call him apostle this. They didn't call him doctor this, bishop this, evangelist, teacher this. They called him Jesus. My God. The word of God said, and she shall have a son, and that son shall be called Jesus. Now, we get high and mighty on these titles. I'm glad I'm not like that. I already know a doctor don't mean nothing. If you don't have Jesus, you just got a name, baby. Glory to God. He said, but I will deliver you from the snares of the fowler and from them pestilence. Them pestilence be walking, knocking on your door. It's looking for somebody right now, but they don't know it. Because why? They don't love God's word. God told the disciples, will you watch with me for 1 hour? They wouldn't watch with Christ. They would not watch with Jesus for 1 hour. All he asked for 1 hour, and they couldn't do it. We have 24 hours in a day. 1 hour we could give the Lord to spend some time with. But no, people are hoggish. They take the whole 24 hours to themselves. Forget God. The Bible got dust on it. Glory to God. We got to wake up and start being smart. I get up. I have my morning devotion. Glory to God. I have to have time with God because my day don't go right when I don't spend time with God. So I must put him first. Amen. I make sure that I have my devotion. I get some word. Glory to God. Then I go about the day because I don't spend time with God. And it said in the fourth verse, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckle. Look at that. It said the word of God will be your shield and your buckler. It will shield you from some things. It will buckle you down when your foot want to run, amen, this way and that way. The word won't let you do it. He said he'll cover you with his feathers, meaning his word. His word cover you. See, when you know the word, the Bible said the word of God is a lamp to our feet. And whenever we hit a dark spot, that word will come on. Whether we follow it or not, that word will be untold. You're in the wrong place at the wrong time. You better get out. But sometimes people don't follow that voice and get messed up. Look what it said. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Look at this. Look at this. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. That lets you know there's some night terror. But the people of God that know you got peace with God, you don't worry about the night terror and what the devil is doing. And it said, nor for the arrow that flies by day. Satan be shooting people, and they don't even know it because they can't see in the spiritual realm. The word is your spiritual glasses. It helps you to see. Without the word, I'm blind. My God, I'm blind without the word. The word what helps me see. The word what helps me to know, hey, you got to do this thing. Every morning you get up, you got to do it because you're in a race. And you are responsible for whether you make it to the finish line or not. My God. It said, but he shoots you in the daytime. Oh, let's talk about them arrows. Now, let me tell you something. That arrow is high blood pressure. That's an arrow. Sugar diabetes, that's an arrow. Cancer. AIDS. All kind of pestilence. That ain't nothing but hits from Satan. And if you don't have that word, those arrows are poison. They will kill you. I met a beautiful young lady in the grocery store. And I asked her how she was doing. I said, how you doing? How you doing this morning? She said, oh, I just don't know. I don't know whether I'm going or coming. I feel so bad. I'm nervous all the time. I don't know what's going on. I pray that if I got in the enemies, blah, blah, blah. She just went on and went on because she was, you know, having a nervous panic attack and all this kind of stuff. Amen. Right then and there, I knew the enemy had done shot her. So glory to God, I began to talk to her. And I began to tell her, I said, well, what kind of meds you on? She said, well, I'm on nerve pills because I can't sleep and I can't hardly get myself together. And I'm on vitamin D. I said, hold it. That's your problem right there. There's nothing wrong with your nerves. It's that vitamin D synthetic medicine that they put you on. It alters your mind. It causes you to go into depression. I said, that's the key thing. You got to get off it, not tomorrow, but today. And you will find yourself getting right. I said, before you put anything into your body, learn to research it and read it. I said, I read up on that. Your best vitamin D supplement going to be from the sun. I said, I know you might not like to go out there, but find yourself going out there for about 2 or 3 minutes. Because this man-made stuff is messing people up. Glory to God. That vitamin D. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's an arrow. Be shot, amen, in the daytime. But what God wants you to do is learn how to fight back with the word of God. Learn how, glory to God, to let the enemy know, I'm going to fight back. Amen, glory to God. Praise the Lord. And it said here, not for the pestilence that walk in night. Amen. Nor for the destruction that wasted at new day. You don't have to be afraid of these things. When you put God as your way maker, when you put God as your heart fixer, when you put God as your heavy load carrier. And it said, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come now thee. It shall not come now thee. My God, none of this will touch the people of God. But we got to learn that Satan has some arrows, amen, that are shooting people every day, every hour, every second, every minute. Glory to God. He got some arrows waiting on you. But you got to learn how to trust in God. Learn how to stand firm in God. Learn how, no matter what comes your way, arm yourself with the word of God. Put on the whole armor of God. The word of God said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Because the devil got some tricks up his sleeve for the people of God. And it says here in the last verse, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 1,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come now thee. How many know God's word promised that if we make him our secret place, none of this stuff will come now our house. The word protects us. Psalm 91 blocks things. The only way it comes, we are not anchored down in God. We must be, we gotta be anchored down in the Lord. Amen. We loved it today. We hope that we have taught the rich word of God to you. Satan arrows. Satan got some arrows that he shoots 24 hours a day. But you got to learn, glory to God, amen, how to fight back with the word of God. You tell that devil, no, you can't shoot me with that. Amen. I can't be afraid because God's word told me that if I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, he will make sure that he take care of me. God will never be a God that he shall repent, neither will he be a God that he will ever tell us a lie. We got to believe God. We got to trust God. Trust him with all our heart. Trust him with all our might. Because like never before, people, we need the Lord. We need to trust in the Lord. Trust in him. Amen. He's a way maker. He's a heart fixer. He's a heavy load carrier. He's that and more. But we as a people, we must learn to put our trust in God. He'll say everything else gonna go down. But the word of God gonna stand forever. Forever the word of God will be able, amen, to be your leaning post. You can lean on God when you can't lean on nobody else. But you got to be aware of Satan's arrows. He got some arrows. My God, my God, my God, my God. People, we got to wake up. Wake up. Glory to God. Because Jesus is on his way back. Tell the Lord, Lord, protect me and my house. As for me and my house. Don't let the enemy destroy my house. Please, for Jesus. We hear you. We wise to your word. God, we praise you. God, we magnify you. Because you're worthy. Hallelujah. You're worthy of all the praises. From the rising of the sun to the glowing down of the same. God's name is to be praised. We thank you. Praise God. Amen. For the rich word of God coming from, amen, the word of God, Psalms 91. Amen. Dwell with God, people. Don't give up on God because he won't give up on you. I love you. Amen. Glory to God. And be blessed. Amen. Amen. And keep for another dynamic word. God bless you now.
things could be so rough. That's why I'd say the only time that you should look down on a man is when you're picking him up. Sorry,
feel the time has come now for prayer. Somebody tonight needs a touch of God's hand. This recording project, we expect it to go into tens of thousands of homes, behind the prison bars, hospital rooms, and so many different places. And on this particular CD, cassette, DVD, VHS, whatever format our different contributors will desire to receive it in, the Lord spoke to my spirit and said, this time, make sure that a prayer of deliverance goes everywhere that this project goes. Somebody in here tonight, oh, bless the name of Jesus, you need a move of God in your life. Don't be ashamed. This can be the very night you thought it was designed for you to just come and be a participant in the recording of some old songs. But God designated this night. He made an appointment with you for this night, saying that this would be your night of healing and your night of deliverance. And if you feel it down in your spirit, get up, come here, come now, come here now. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Come giving him praise. Come giving him glory. Hallelujah. Praise the God that breaks every shackle. The God that heals and delivers and sets free. He's in this building right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm thanking him already. I'm thanking him already because I feel the presence of the Almighty God speaking deliverance into the lives of his people right now. Thank you, Lord. To Jesus I surrender all. To him I freely give. I will ever love year. We never ended the service without having a family prayer. Now we're in so big a hurry. The preacher preaches. He calls for an offering of consecration. And we speed out of the door, back into our situations, back into our difficulties. But you don't ever want to leave the house of God without the blessing of God being invoked upon you. His presence is here right now. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for the hundreds who are present here in Temple of Deliverance. I want to thank you for the hundreds of thousands that will receive this project, singing the old time way. But oh God, I want you to anoint the songs, but I want you to anoint this prayer. Glory to God. Somebody that is behind the prison bars, they are incarcerated in the city, the county, the state, of a federal institution. But I know that you can send your word. You can break the shackles. You can rebuke the hand of the enemy. Somebody, oh God, is lying upon their hospital bed. Somebody is at home confined to their bed of affliction. But we know that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord that healeth your people. I speak the word of healing. I speak the word of deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. I command you to be healed, to be delivered, and to be set free. Satan, you take your hands off. Take your hands out of that family situation. Satan, take your hands out of this family's finances. Satan, take your filthy hands of cancer, tuberculosis, sickness and illness, disease and infirmity. Take your hands off. For God is healing. He's healing right now. Woman, God heal you. Man, God set you free. Come on and give him glory. Come on and give him glory. Hallelujah. Oh.
God has always stood by my side. He has always
just wanna testify, make it crystal clear. See, I've been picked out to be picked on. Talked about out my friend mouth. I've been beat down till he turned my life around. Seems like I always fall short of being worthy. I ain't good enough, but he still loves me. I ain't no superstar. The spotlight ain't shining on me. I ain't good enough, but he still loves me.
I used to wake up some days and wish I'd stayed asleep. Cause I went to bed on top of the world. Today the world's on top of me. Now everybody's got opinions.
They
ain't been in my position.
And
that it breaks my heart when I hear what they have to say about me.
What they say about you.
Let me know that you understand.